Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Little Texas boot blues there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can listen. You can read. You can ask questions. You can answer our question. We have a poll question. Every week we ask a different question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to check out the video, brand new video right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Connie Sertucci is our guest. She's a great member of our Brain Trust, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Accounting Solutions at Sage North America. They're the Peachtree folks, and we're talking about their Sage Small Business Sentiment Study based on responses that their audience gave them to some of the proposals the president made in the last State of the Union speech. Connie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tax relief for small business was the big one, wasn't it?
It was. It was really, there were really a couple. We asked, as you said earlier, there were about eight different ideas or proposals that came out of the State of the Union address. And when you look at the top four, three of those were all about tax relief, mm-hmm. which, you know, I don't think that's a surprise given the situation and the rising costs that small businesses are incurring, whether it's the fuel cost, whether it's, you know, just rising health care. I mean, they're looking for tax relief.
Right. Well, one of the things that I'm concerned about and that bothers me, and I'm not going to say this just about President Obama, but when politicians talk about tax relief for small business and all they want to talk about is capital gains,
that
which is basically what the president was talking about, most of it was, you know, you don't get any points from me if that's all you talk about. Because kind of you guys are in the accounting, you help small business owners, millions of small business owners with their accounting management. And you and I both know that most small businesses don't have capital gains every year on a regular basis that impact their business. It's just not part of the thing. And that's my comment on that one.
I completely agree. In fact, we've talked to many small businesses after that, and they've basically said the same thing. It's that, you know, what many of them, they're entrepreneurs, they're sole proprietors. I mean, what hurts them as much as anything else is really their personal income
right.
tax. You know, it's tied together in most cases when you get down at that level.
And the job creation question, by the way, 86% like the tax relief points, but I'm not sure they will, how they'll feel once the devil's in the detail, of course, always. But 68% responded favorably to President Obama's job creating tax breaks.
Exactly, and then 59% was just an immediate cut to payroll taxes themselves.
Right.
So, I think this gets back to when I said earlier there's a lot of fear right now around rising costs. You know, I think I saw the other day that the average price for a gallon of fuel is now 50 cents higher than it was back in the first of the year. $5.
My last gas that I bought cost $3.70 a gallon. $3.70.
It's getting ridiculous.
And
I think the average is even higher than that.
It's pretty darn close to $4, isn't it? But the thing, back to this tax breaks for creating jobs, the problem that I've got with that is it's more about picking winners and losers than, you know, if you're going to help small business owners, you shouldn't care who creates the job. See what I mean?
And right.
That's the concern that I have, whether it be Republican or Democrat. Don't pick winners and losers to get tax breaks. Give everybody, if you're going to give somebody a break, give everybody a tax break.
Exactly. I think it's a combination. I think that's what, when you said the devil's in the details, we have to really look and see at what exactly are they talking about there to understand how it's going to help. But it's just, you know, the regulations, just the there are a lot of things that keep small businesses from creating jobs. You know, it's consumer confidence. It's, you know, it came out in one of our surveys, you know, it's just take care of the national debt, you know, and that way, or at least show progress mm-hmm. toward taking care of the national debt so that consumers are going to start buying more, so that their sales is going to start going up. I mean, there's unfortunately not a silver bullet, I guess is what I'm saying here. But it's a lot of things that have to start turning around to turn the big ship around, if you will.
Well, in that regulation thing, you are exactly right about that. A lot of people don't realize this, but per employee per year, small business owners, whatever a big company pays to comply with regulations, including tax policy, small businesses pay double that per employee per year, just to comply with regulations, and as I say, including complying with the tax code.
I actually saw something, and this was just environmental regulations alone, which I think is, you know, a big piece of what they get hit with. Mm-hmm. And this data was also back a few years back, so it's probably even worse now. But just in environmental regulations alone, a small business owner pays over $4,000 per employee.
Yeah. Yeah, just that one area. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it comes from a lot of different places. It comes from a lot of different little chips at you that you have to pay that. It's not one check that you write. But that's exactly right. And I'll tell you something, the cost per employee per year for all regulations is probably approaching, it's more than $8,000 a year per employee per year, and it's about half that for major corporations. So every time regulations go up a nickel on the big companies, it goes up a dime for small businesses. And we just don't have that kind of margin or that kind of volume, folks. The SAGE, Small Business Sentiment Study, that's what we're talking about. We're with Connie Sertucci. She's with SAGE North America. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.